A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Turn my music up for my dog.
Text appears, a Netflix comedy special.
I love it. Make some noise right now for Nate Jackson.
The title appears, Nate Jackson, super funny. Nate makes his way on stage. He wears black pants and a black hoodie. He has dark hair and a slight beard and mustache. He sits on a stool at the end of the stage and grabs the mic.
What up? Y'all sit down. What up, y'all? What up? Man, I'm feeling the love, man. Y'all got the energy crazy in here right now. I love that. Crazy. I want to talk about something real quick before I start. I just want to say this. When you guys give compliments and you say, like, hey, Nate, you're doing your thing, like, let's just keep it at that, okay? Because what I don't like is when people come up to me and say, you know, hey, your career is going great. I love your stuff, big dog.
Nate places a hand on his chest.
It's a big dog for me. Like, who the fuck? Who are you talking to? I'm medium, bitch. I'm a Cocker Spaniel now. I've been doing 10,000 steps a day. Big dog is hella disrespectful. I'm sick of skinny people coming up to fat people telling us what size they think we are. We don't do that to you. What's up, big dog? What's up, rib cage? The fuck? That's hella disrespectful. What's up, big dog? What's up, 23 cents a day?
Nate leans to the side, smirking.
Disrespectful. If you skinny, say yay, yay. If you big, say yay, yay. See what I'm saying? You keep talking shit, we gonna eat your bitch ass.
Nate points to the crowd.
I'm sick of it. Skinny people tell fat people what they doing wrong all the time. Did nobody ask you? First of all, I'm fat because I like food. It is what it is. I earned this body. This is from me saying yes. I said yes. You got room for dessert? Yes, I do have room for dessert. Will you like pie or cake? Yes.
Nate stares blankly, lowering his jaw.
This is America. Everybody fat here. Might as well embrace it. It's 9 calories per deep breath in America. Fat people, is it just me or the day you say you're gonna get your life together, that's when they drop the new snacks? I'm like, I'm about to cut down on all the bullshit. I'm not eating nothing bad. And KFC was like, check out the new chicken pizza. I was like, nigga, they got chicken pizza? And then they put it on the screen and they had it rotating. All the light was glistening off of it. I had just ate.
Nate smirks.
I was full. But I was like, I gotta go get one of those immediately. Absolutely. I'm with my homeboy, he saw it too. He was like, nigga. And he's white. I was like, wait a minute.
Nate widens his eyes, looking over his shoulder.
What the fuck, Trevor? I'm sorry, I got overwhelmed. Now, overwhelm your ass, get your car keys, we going to get it. Shotgun, and you buying my shit, and you learn about civil rights all the way to KFC. Fuck wrong with you. I'm fat right now because of crumble cookies. I ain't even gonna hold you. And I know it's people that had crumble cookies, and you're like, I just don't get it. Go back.
Nate touches his stomach.
They change them out every Monday morning at 7:28 a.m. Don't ask me how I know the schedule, just know I'm plugged in. Crumble cookies don't even sit in the box like regular cookies. Regular cookies just be in the box. Crumble cookies be in the box like, what's up, bitch?
He poses.
What's up? You can take a bite out of me. What's up, baby boy? They down there selling cultural cookies to make you come get a cookie just to support your people. I'm not bullshitting. Listen, Cinco de Mayo, they dropped a La Leche Flan Churro cookie. This is the most racist Mexican cookie I ever heard of. Mexicans heard that, like, how do you do all three? They figured it out.
He leans forward in his seat.
I called my Mexican homeboy up. I'm like, bro, they are selling recipes from your culture to get you to come down there and eat. He was like, I'm already down here, fool.
Nate smirks.
What the fuck you mean, already down? He's like, yeah, I'm down here, bro. I've been here since the Cuatro de Mayo, man. We camped out. Like, you've been there since yesterday? You gonna eat those racist cookies? He's like, they're delicious, fool. Wait till February. He hung up. I'm like, February?
Nate stares blankly into the crowd.
Why does February matter? February came around, cornbread cookies.
He raises an eyebrow.
I'm not bullshitting. Cornbread cookies. When I tell you I've never driven across town that fast in my life, I was drifting. And it better be good too, or I'm protesting, bitch. Fucking delicious. I'm talking about it was so good. If your grandma had one right now, I'd beat the shit out your grandma for that last cookie. Skinny people think fat people fat because we don't got gym memberships. We do. We do. I got two right now. I got all the equipment that's ever been on an infomercial. I got ab rollers. I got a shake weight. I was using it, too. I like, yeah, this.
Nate wraps two hands around the mic and shakes rapidly.
Fucked around and walked by a mirror like, hell no. What the fuck?
He opens his mouth.
What the fuck? I threw that shit under the bed. Absolutely not.
He smirks, dropping his chin.
I did P90X. I was sweating like a motherfucker. And he was like, that's the warm-up. I was like, excuse me? I'm done.
Nate shakes his head.
I just did the P. I had to come back and get the 90 tomorrow. Yeah, damn, I might not get to the X. I swear to God. Two gym memberships, one of them 24-hour fitness. I got that in case I ever want to work out in the middle of the night. I've had that 4 years. I don't know what the paint looks like inside the goddamn building. I ain't never had a need to work out at 3:30 in the morning. I've seen people at the gym at 3:30 in the morning. After I leave the club and IHOP, I've stopped by. Seen the people in there dedicated working out. I'm like, look at these crackhead motherfuckers in here.
He leans back.
I roll my window down. Go to bed. Eat a sandwich. Listen, the membership that I really like is Planet Fitness. Because it's clean. And it's a no judgment zone. But that's the part I got an issue with. Like, they need to change that slogan, man. That no judgment is crazy. Like, none?
Nate grimaces.
This America, we all judging a little bit. Like, they need to put that on the wall. Like, a little bit of judgment wouldn't hurt. Like, that's what it should say. No judgment is crazy. There was a man laying on his stomach. Okay, you know the machine you supposed to lay on your stomach and do your legs like this? What's it called? The leg curl, thank you, creatine, what the fuck?
He curls two fingers.
He doing this, right? This the machine, he the other way. He doing his neck. This is where we need judgment. Somebody gotta come up like, hey man, what the fuck? Right, and nobody was saying anything because of no judgment. You're not supposed to say nothing, you gotta be quiet. You can't make no noise. I said something, I walked up. I'm like, fam, turn that shit around, bro. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Why are you doing neck ups? Who dick you getting ready to suck? That you need to be clearing 45 pounds 15 goddamn times for 3 sets. Are you about to go to the Avengers house, nigga? Is Thor waiting on you to come through with a superhero neck? Turn your dumb ass around. Do you know the staff came and talked to me?
Nate points at himself.
They saw this fool and they walked up to me. Hey man, you gotta leave him alone. It's a no judgment zone, man. He's using it however he feels fit. I was like, first of all, his dick and balls are where my face is gonna go if I get on there next.
Nate stares with a dry expression.
Ridiculous. They want you to be quiet at the gym. It's the only gym in the world. They got a button on the wall. You can hit it if you make if somebody loud, and they come out and get them. They put them the fuck out of the gym. Yeah, it's called a lunk alert. You hit it, bow. Purple lights go off. Security and shit be rolling all out from the bench presses and popping out the locker room and shit. You're like, where the fuck were all y'all at when I came in? They're like, you're too loud. Get your ass out of here. That's what they do. They want you to lift weights and be quiet. You know how stupid that is? This ain't no library. You should be able to say something. The whole point of lifting weights is what you got right now is the heaviest shit you've ever lifted. You're supposed to beat yesterday. So I'm gonna pick up the heaviest shit I've ever picked up. And you want me to just breathe out my nose? I can't say nothing. I'm just like, hell no. The gym is supposed to be loud and wild. It's supposed to be white dudes in the corner shaking out their thighs and shit like, yeah, motherfucker.
He shakes his legs.
Fucking doing smell insults. Yeah, motherfucker, bitch!
He squats.
Fuck yeah, yell!
Nate sits back on the stool and wipes his face with a rag.
But I gotta be quiet. That's crazy to me. I don't even bust a nut quiet. How the fuck? I don't. That might be too much information, but I like to make noise. I make noise and I cuss at the end. I like to get right under the earlobe, right over that clavicle on that neck right there. I'll be like, ah,
Nate rolls his eyes.
Fuck! That's how I buzz. You gotta say something. It don't feel complete as a man if you don't say something.
He makes a fist.
Fuck! Woo! You can woo after. Woo! You can do that after. Ladies, if you haven't heard that, if a man hasn't said that at the end of him busting in that, your pussy's trash. And I don't want you to get, hey, basura, hey, don't get mad at me. Basura, that's trash in Spanish. Because women with good pussy, they know. They wait on it. They know it's coming. You be like, She's like, let it out. Come on.
Nate strokes his chest.
Go ahead, let it out. Fuck. I know. You talking all that shit at work. You gonna blow my bag out. Look at you sucking your thumb, punk ass. We be like,
Nate sucks his thumb.
You gotta say something. It's weird if you don't. It's just empty air.
His face freezes, then relaxes. He shrugs nonchalantly. He looks around the stage, rubbing his knee.
You hungry? You want... Absolutely not. You gotta say something. I don't care who you are, even a pastor. That's the kind of pastor I want. I need to know my pastor busts hard. You're like, Hallelujah. Fuck. I done busted anoint. You bust a nut. I bust anoint. Oh, that was in there pressed down. It was in there shaking. It was running over. It was up inside of me, and it had to get out. Hey, man, these are jokes. I ain't going to hell.
He groans, then holds the mic out to the crowd.
There was even girls.
Fag! Fag!
We don't buzz the same. Girls get stupid. Fag!
Nate stands, licking his lips.
Fag!
He bends forward.
Fag! Fag!
He bends over the stool and wags his finger, stimulating between his legs. Nate stumbles back breathlessly.
No judgment, though.
Nate sits back down.
All right, listen. Rule number one. If I look at you...
Nate peers at the audience sideways.
And you don't want no smoke, look away. That's rule number one. We did like 180 cities in the last 2.5 years, and every single show, that is the rule and the standard. I do not get people unless they lock eyes with the bull and give me consent. So in every video you've seen where I'm tearing somebody's ass apart, you need to know that it started with them locking eyes and wanting all of the bullshit. As a matter of fact, this is called the Rose Zone. If anybody is accidentally down here, it's time to get the fuck out. Because rule number two is, if I look at you, and you look at me, and I start, and you don't like what I decided to talk about, looking away will no longer save you. You got to do it at the top of the interaction. You know, you're not going to just be taste testing my jokes.
Nate frowns.
People do that. They lock eyes with me, then I start, and they're like, oh my God, you talking about my snaggle tooth.
He rolls his eyes.
Oh my God. He be acting blind. Oh, he can't see me if I can't see him. Georgia. Georgia. If you act blind, I'm going to destroy your whole row.
Nate uses the stand as a blind man's cane, then sits back down.
Rule number three, don't be sensitive on behalf of other people. Not in here, not tonight. Outside of here, you should, you know, look after your neighbor. It'd be a better place, a better world. Okay? But in here tonight, fuck them.
Nate stares forward into the crowd.
Now listen, I'm well aware that the only people that just clap for that are the assholes. And you know who you are. But there's people in here that have big hearts. They're empaths. When something's happened to somebody else, they feel connected to it. I have to say it again, not tonight. And right now, I want you to know I'm not talking to every demographic. I'm talking to white women specifically. Yeah, I've been doing comedy for 21 years. I know exactly which demographic gets sensitive first. They touch their elbow and start asking for police, managers. I'm sorry, I just can't. No, I understand, but it's too much for me, and I just feel like, not tonight. You hear me, white lady? I just feel like, let your damn elbow go. Right there? Yeah, you got that look. Like, you touch your elbow, police be parachuting this bitch.
The woman and man in the front row bend forward laughing.
And you may not be that person, but there's something in your blood, your heritage, that makes you just, it's what they do. White women been doing this long before the Karen name.
Nate shrugs, extending out his arm.
Medieval times, they were there. Yeah, they were there. White people riding on horses, full speed with whatever this shit is called.
He holds the stand.
Whoa, cinnamon, whoa, cinnamon. Whoa, cinnamon.
He opens his eyes.
Kings and queens, round table, sword in the stone, white women. They were there, tattletaling. Sire!
He holds his elbow, hugging himself.
Sire, one of the court jesters has gone too far, please. May I suggest a beheading expeditiously as winter is coming?
He stands staring at the crowd.
Prehistoric times. Woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, nobody's safe. Going outside is a dangerous activity. You leave with seven people, rawr, you come back with five. Uncle, aunt, auntie, gone. Ain't no funeral. You just put an X over their stick figure inside the cave. That's right. Woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, white women, they were there. They were there! In the cave, complaining.
Nate flicks his wrist, getting ready to hold his elbow. He holds his elbow, staring defiantly.
Ooga booga. Ooga booga boo booga, ooga ooga boo booga, manager. Ooga booga booga, ooga boo booga, police. Ooga boo booga booga. And you got superpowers. Anybody could touch their elbow, but everybody don't get the same police response time. I didn't make the rules, it's just this America. It really is a thing. It's hand, elbow, somebody black going to jail. Hand, elbow, nigga jail. Hand, elbow, nigga jail.
Nate grins.
Everybody sing it with me. Shut the fuck up.
He stares incredulously.
Shut up. Way too many white people took a deep breath. Motherfuckers was gonna say it. I saw you. He was like, oh shit, I can't wait for that third word, motherfucker. I'm gonna say it. Not tonight, white people. You almost got your hand on your elbow now. Calm down.
A woman with crossed arms laughs. Nate smirks, tapping his elbow lightly, then points at the woman repeatedly.
It's important. It's the whole reason why rule number three exists. Let me tell you guys how this happened. We was in Ontario, California. There was a man in a wheelchair, right where you're sitting right here in the glasses. I like what you're doing with that. He was in a wheelchair. And there's two kinds of wheelchairs. There's the no insurance wheelchair. Everybody's seen the wheelchair. It's the one in the back of the Rite Aid, CVS. It's back there next to the little thing you put your arm in, get your blood pressure. When somebody finish up with it, they fold it up and leave it there for the next person with no insurance. It got the pedals on it. You got to put the pedals down, then your feet up. You got to do everything yourself. You want to turn right, you got to push it. You want to go left, you got to pull it. You got to work hard. That's the no insurance wheelchair, okay? My man didn't have that one. Something happened to him at work. He was paid. I could tell he was rich because his feet were elevated.
Nate lifts his outstretched legs.
This is the insurance L&I claim I won the lawsuit wheelchair. This is the I fell off a ladder at my government job wheelchair. I'm talking about he had on shoes that were 10 years old and they look brand goddamn new. They have never touched the ground before in the life of the shoe. It went from shelf to feet, feet to shelf, shelf, feet, feet, shelf, shelf, feet, feet, shelf. They never touched the ground. He on a memory foam pillow, Tesla battery. He got a joystick. He ain't doing nothing, man. He barking. I'll go. 64 Impala hydraulics.
Nate lowers his legs.
And he was sitting right there. Roast zone, paid a premium, wanted some smoke. Nothing worked with his face and his two fingers. His face was locked on me. He wasn't even blinking as much as he should. He wanted some. I walked out, he was looking at me, eyes juicy. I looked at his eyes and I looked at what was going on. I was like, hell no. I'm not roasting a paraplegic. I ain't going to hell for nobody. I'm sorry. Absolutely, I'm not doing it. He gets a pass, so I roasted around him. That way he can live vicariously through the other roasts. I moved on. I start working this side of the room. I'm cooking on this side. He noticed I was done over here. He took offense to that. He starts trying to get my attention. He like, nah.
Nate sticks out his lower jaw and stares blankly. His eyes widen. He cocks his head.
Nay! I ignored it. I got a job to do. But I ignored it. He started whisper yelling. That's when I couldn't focus no more. He broke my attention. He was like,
Nate widens his eyes.
That's the one that got me. I was like, what? What? So will you please let me do my show, fam? He was like, how come when you roasted everyone over here, you didn't get me?
Nate distorts his finger motions.
My heart dropped. I was like, oh my God, this moment is happening. This is my worst nightmare. As somebody that fucks with the audience, he wants some smoke and I can't do it. So I looked at him and I was like, man, life's already on your ass, man. Just let me do my show.
Nate holds up a palm to the audience.
And then I looked in his eyes and you could tell the eyes are the window to the soul. They were juicy and jovial. I could tell he was a playful soul. As soon as I looked at him, he was like, like he knew this was his moment to act the damn fool. He was like, are you sure it's not because you're a bitch? I said, well, what the fuck is happening right now? I come out here to do my job. I give him a pass, now I'm a bitch? Okay, Mario Kart, let's get into it. So I called him Mario Kart, and he laughed immediately. He was like, ah-ha! He laughed so hard his tongue came out, somebody put it back in. It was amazing. Once he laughed, it gave everybody permission to laugh. It was that sweet spot in comedy where we're not laughing at him, we're laughing with him. It's the golden moment in comedy, and it was perfect. And he was laughing his ass off, and I kept hitting him with jokes. I'm like, how'd you get here on the Rainbow Road? Ba 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 da 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 da. He was like, da 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 da. And I like, oh, out of nowhere, a turtle shell strikes you from behind. He's like, I can't feel it. It was crazy. It was a crazy moment, but everybody was laughing. We were having fun. Out of nowhere, white lady ruins the goddamn moment. Stands up in the back, she's like, absolutely not.
He holds his elbow.
Who makes fun of a paraplegic? What the fuck, Nate Jackson? Sucked the air out of the room. Everybody just felt like an asshole piece of shit at the same time. Everybody, like, it snatched us back to reality. Like, everyone that was having fun was like, am I laughing at a paraplegic? Especially me, I called a Mario Kart. I'm like, oh, I'm for sure going to hell. Like, it don't matter what I do in life, I can give back to the community, St. Jude's.
Nate wipes his brow with a rag.
I'm a member of Omega Sci-Fi. We give back and blood drives and all the philanthropies. None of that would matter at the entrance to heaven's gates. When I'm like, what's up with this line, man? Let your boy in. They're like, before we let you in, we want to show you a PowerPoint real quick. I'm like, a PowerPoint? Of what? All my good deeds?
Nate nods hopefully.
Mario Kart.
Nate blinks rapidly.
How y'all get that footage? When I died, I brought it. I don't give a fuck. When I died, I brought it. I brought it. Absolutely not. I need a manager. Who's running this place?
Nate holds his elbow.
It was so quiet in there, man. Like, you could hear a mouse bust. They're like...
Nate pauses, then squeaks. Nate laughs, wiping his face, then continues.
It's terrible. Only one person on God's green earth can save a moment like that. The person that could, did. Wasn't me. It was way over my head. My man in the wheelchair, he piped up out of nowhere. Shut up, bitch!
Nate distorts his hand, walking with his fingers.
I paid for this! And just like that, everybody came back to life. Like, they were like, I paid for this shit, to fuck this bitch! Like, the whole crowd, you should have seen, it was like a wave. It just rushed over the whole crowd. People's joy was back. People were laughing. I could see tongues sticking out, like, ha, ha, ha. People were having fun. The wave went all the way across, back the dude in the wheelchair. He was like, ha, 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 ha.
Nate stands, looking at his legs. He takes a few steps forward.
I'm fucking walking! I'm walking! That didn't happen. But it could have. It could have happened. Laughter heals. Don't block nobody else's blessings.
Nate sits back on the stool.
That's the rules. Okay? Now turn on the lights down here. Let me see some people and give me my screen so I can cook this whole damn crowd.
The onstage lights dim.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Behind Nate, a screen descends from above.
Let's go right here. You got a, this is a man with a ponytail. A man bun? Okay, I'll take that. Are you Hawaiian, Samoan? Sa. I fuck with the Samoans, tough. Hell yeah. So what club do you work at?
The hefty man shakes his head.
That's security right there. He's like, let me see your ID, ooh, let me see, foo.
Nate mimics checking ID.
Chew. 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 So this your girl you got in the headlock? Outstanding. That's your world? Back up. That's too much. You're giving her too much. You're giving her too. That's how you get your heart broke, man. Just give her a couple continents, man. You don't got to give her the whole world. Yeah, damn, the whole world, Earth? Okay. So everything about her is what you encompass your love in. Yeah, you crazy as a motherfucker.
The man laughs.
He said, yeah, I am literally over her. I'll kill everybody in this motherfucker.
Nate grinds his teeth, wide-eyed.
So how'd you meet your girl? At a soccer match? A house party? The backyard pig in the ground.
The man laughs, slapping his knee.
Are you Samoan as well? You got a little bass in your voice.
The woman laughs.
God, damn, she's like, I'm Hawaiian. What's happening? What's up? You like dicks and balls? What's up? He said, that's my world. And I'll stick beside him. God damn, you sound like the Allstate man. Are you in good hands?
The couple laughs.
All right, let's move on to this side. I want to talk to him real bad.
A man with glasses smirks.
He was like, yes, bitch, what the fuck? He's okay, I know this in 0.2 seconds.
The man agrees.
What's your name, sugar?
John.
Nice to meet you, John. So what do you do for money?
I work at Western State Hospital.
That's where the clinically, the insane, you recognize anybody in here?
John lowers his glasses.
Huh? You recognize anybody that's nuts up in it? So is that you take that hair off at night or that stays on your head? That's you? Okay, because it looked like you could just be like, oh, God damn.
Nate places his rag.
Whew, that was a long day. God damn. Oh, we going back out? My bad.
Nate sits with the balled up rag on his head. In a split screen view, John laughs.
What you just say to me? Bitch, you know who you fucking with? I will throw this motherfucker over there.
Nate holds the rag.
I will throw this motherfucking bun, bitch. Outstanding. All right, so I want to talk to the Indiana Jones here.
A laughing man wears a fedora hat.
Put him on the screen and brighten it up, man. It's too dark. Shit. Y'all set the camera for white people. Brighten it up. Goddamn. More. More.
The image brightens.
More. More. More.
The black man in the fedora laughs heartily, waving his hands.
People are like, I didn't even know he was sitting right there.
Nate gives a dazed look.
How long you been barbecuing with no tools? You look like you don't got no spatula. You just grabbing the meat. Y'all want any patty? Well, water patty, good in the mouth. Water patty, what? But all these hot dogs gotta be rolled. You're like, goddamn, Earl. What's your name, man? You got a great spirit. Armando. Oh, I didn't expect that at all.
Nate smirks at Armando.
He looked like an Earl, an Ernest. Armando, what? Don't laugh that hard. You're scaring the shit out of me, man. He just look like he gonna laugh until a heart pop.
Nate holds his chest.
So, Armando, what do you do for a living?
Make custom iron.
Custom iron? Like to get the wrinkles out your clothes, or like iron, like metal? What? We still need that?
Armando Mouse, oh yeah.
That's not a machine doing that yet? It's just you in there bending shit?
Nate frowns with a puzzled look.
Damn, Armando. What have you built that I would be proud of if I saw it?
Armando stares blankly, then shrugs.
He ain't built no idea, goddamn. He was like, hey.
Nate imitates Armando's blank expression.
Oh, Lord. This your queen right here? I see you got your hand interlocked. How long y'all been loving like this?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years? That's a lot less time than I thought you was gonna say. I mean, goddamn. How'd you meet this young lady, man? How does an older gentleman like yourself, suave, pull a younger woman like this? What'd you do, Armando?
I just said, hey, come here.
He said, I just said, hey, come here. I was holding the cage I built.
Nate smirks, gesturing with his hand.
She was motivated to come over to me when I had said, come here. So 2.5 years, and so what was your first date? Like, how did this origin story start? You met online? What app? SweetBabyRays.com?
The couple laughs uncontrollably.
He like, that's my cousin!
Nate hangs his jaw.
That's a... All right, who else are we gonna talk to right? Let's talk to you, sir. You look like you program computers from scratch.
The man shakes his head.
What do you do for a living? You're a butcher?
Nate gives an uneasy glance, then winces at the crowd.
Did that strike fear in anybody else's heart? So all day long, you just cutting up meat?
The man nods.
All right, I'm gonna move on, man. You know what I'm saying? That's not who I'm trying to see in the alley. You talking shit, fool.
Nate runs his hand down, emulating sharpening.
Are you sharpening a knife? Yeah. My favorite one. So do you eat meat?
The man touches his belly.
He's like, yeah, hell yeah. And who are these, your people right here? Yeah, how far does it go? The whole row? What are y'all, is that Mexicans?
The row nods.
Oh, okay, I saw y'all van out there. All of them was in one van. What's up with the big one in the middle? How you doing? I see you pulled your little curl down.
The man flicks his bangs, then smooths them back.
Let it happen, let it live. Pull the curl down, baby. This Netflix, man. Get your shine on.
Nate shakes his head. The man follows.
Hell yeah. You look like Bruno Mars if you had a bad thyroid gland. Fellas, put your steaks in the air. What's your name, man? Jose? No way. Are you telling me there's another Jose on the same line? Raise your hand if your name's Jose. So you're Jose and he's Jose? Holy shit. You're Mexican too? Okay, you're a different kind of Mexican than them. You Michoacan? Michoacan? Yeah, I know the Mexican. I'm not up here because I'm stupid.
Nate touches his face.
He has Michoacan facial features. I know what I'm talking about. He got dimples and stuff. You're something else. You look like the Cleveland Indian logo. You look like Lloyd.
A man nods. Nate checks the screen on stage.
Yeah. Hold on. Ma'am, could you move your big ass head so we can see him?
A woman slouches.
Damn, she like...
Nate bobs his head, pursing his lips.
I'm on TV as well. So what do you do for a living, little Jose?
The smaller man laughs.
You work from home? Okay, not to be racist, but I've never heard a Mexican say that. Ever. From home? Crazy. On homes? Yes. Never heard a Mexican say he works from home. No disrespect. La raza, my friend, but that's crazy. What do you do from home?
I'm a manager.
You're a manager from home?
Nate shifts, narrowing his eyes.
Jose, medium Jose. Is he making this shit up or is this real? You're a manager from home. What do you manage?
Payment service?
They got bill collectors for weed?
Nate emulates talking on a phone with his fingers.
They're like, you had an ounce full. When are you bringing it back? Bring it back. I smoked that shit, baby. It's in the air. He's like, no way, Jose.
Jose laughs.
Wow. And what about you, medium Jose? Was this your girl right here? Oh, my God.
The couple appears on the big screen.
Ma'am, are you safe? I just feel like...
The woman gives a thumbs up.
That's a lot of meat, huh? Hell yeah. Y'all look good together, though. How did y'all meet? How did y'all fall in love and all that?
It was my sister's friend.
Your sister's friend? Uh-oh. So you just went over there. You just walked up, like... Poof. Yo quiero modelo?
She's like, I like them big. How you doing? Oh my God, Poppy, wow, look at your curls. Oh my God.
Y'all look like y'all in love though. Y'all got good spirits, I can tell. How much you like her? Scale from 1 to 6,804. Huh?
The man grins ear to ear. Nate smirks, nodding his head. Nate holds up two fingers.
Touche. And then I just want to just talk to you guys because you look just like, you know, like...
A middle-aged white couple laughs.
You look like you know where everybody lives in the neighborhood.
Nate mimics peering through window blinds.
The Jenkins got a new lawnmower. That's the face you have, ma'am. What do you do for a living?
I'm a high school teacher.
High school teacher? Which grade?
Seniors.
And then what do? You a PE teacher?
The couple laughs.
You look like it. Just run another lap, Jackson. You know what I'm saying? You're a what?
Industrial mechanic.
What? Give me $300. What do you work on? What industry?
Apple packing equipment.
Apple packing?
Yep.
So you work with the row behind you?
Jose and his row of friends laugh. Nate grins sheepishly on stage, looking around the crowd.
All the Mexicans clap like, yeah, let's fuck, yeah, let's fuck. Everybody but you, you're like, hey, what the fuck, fool, what the fuck? I actually pick apples, what the fuck? How did y'all meet? Like, how did just two healthy older white people get together? You knocked on his door?
The woman nods, then laughs, covering her mouth. Nate looks puzzled.
Oh, this is getting good. Hold on. I'm gonna explain. Don't worry, I got you. She said, I knocked on his door. Then she went, I was with my boyfriend. And that's when I scoot up.
He pulls his stool closer.
So you were with your boyfriend and knocked on his door?
Yeah.
Explain.
It was a barbecue.
So how do you go from a barbecue to knocking on his door? This is very interesting. Yeah.
Friend with benefits, I should say. Nate
groans, then holds the mic to the crowd.
She's like my boyfriend, or friends with benefits, I should say. Freaky ass lady. She look hella innocent. She's like, anybody want some vagina?
Nate grins, baring his teeth.
Gather round, seniors.
The woman groans.
They're of age. They are of age. I saw you.
He peers through the blinds.
Okay, so you and your fuck buddy went over to his house and knocked on the door. For what?
Barbecue.
Oh, it was your barbecue.
My barbecue.
Okay. And then you just took her?
The man shrugs and nods.
At the door, you were like, only her, fool. You stay back. Or did you like holler at her all through like the barbecue? Where you're like, look, all the potato salad's gone, but I saved you a scoop. So you stopped talking to your fuck buddy and went back over to his house again. And you're like, you say you had more meat, where did that?
The couple laughs.
So how long y'all been together?
29 years.
29 years. That's beautiful. That's a perfect example. They found real love. Started from some bullshit. All the single women, you need to take notes. You out here living life like a cactus. You're dry, nobody can get on. Sometimes you just gotta go over there, knock on the door, and get dicked down by the man with the barbecue spatula in his hand. Now, where the single ladies at? Say, Al. That explains why you guys were looking around. Single fella say, yeah.
Nate looks around the audience.
Who was that? Oh, that was you? You look handsome. How come you don't got nobody?
A bald man shrugs.
What's wrong with you?
The man lowers his head.
What's your name? Chad. And what do you do for State Farm? You fish in Alaska?
The man nods.
Do you want me to hook you up with someone? You mean go ahead? I need you to be like, yes, please, sir. And you're like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'll fuck somebody. Like, what the fuck? You come in here looking like a big ass mini me. I'm trying to help you. Looking like stone warm Steve Austin.
The bald man laughs. Nate squares his shoulders, looking around the crowd.
Fuck. Fuck. I'm not, you know what? You just gonna be on your own tonight. You want to meet somebody? Go to a barbecue.
The bald man nods and laughs.
All right, Jake ain't got no bitches. Let's move on. No bitches. I believe in love. That's what I'm trying to get at here. I believe in love. I think that's a message that needs to be out in the world. There's a lot of stuff being torn up, but love is strong. I believe in love. I really do. Matter of fact, if you're with your person, look them in the face and say, I love you.
Couples kiss.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that one. Listen, if you got somebody, stay, even if it's like on the rocks a little bit. Relationships don't be perfect. That's not real. It's ups and downs. You ask anybody been together long, they go through shit. You think she wants him picking apples and shit all day with Mexicans? It's ebbs and it flows. I'm just saying, if it ain't good, just stay. Fellas, stay with your girl, man. Even if every night you go to bed, she hits you in the side of your head. Every night, you be like, I'm gonna call her tonight. She be like, come here.
Nate hits himself with the mic, then winces.
You always hit me. Stay, because it's better than what's out here in these streets. I promise you, ain't shit out here but tumbleweeds and whores.
He bends over and yells into the mic.
Tumbleweeds and whores! And when's the last time you saw a tumbleweed? It's all whores.
Nate bends over, exaggerating his words.
Dating is trash. Everybody lying. I've been catfished 2 times. Worst catfish I ever heard of in my life wasn't even me. And I want to share this with y'all because this shit is crazy. It's my homegirl. She got catfished. She fell in love on Plenty of Fish, which is crazy by itself. But she fell in love. And I'm talking like talk on the phone for 4 days straight. One call. Phone plugged in. It's still dying. I bumped into her on the 5th day. I'm like, where the hell you been? I met the man of my dreams on Plenty of Fish, and I love him so much. And we're going to go on a date. He planned it, and we're going to go on a hike. I was like,
Nate sits with his arms crossed.
So you about to go somewhere where can't nobody hear you scream with somebody you met on the internet? That's just the first part of the date, Nate. The second part, if we're vibing on the hike, we're going back to his place, and we're going to kick it. I was like, wow. Now, listen, ladies, I don't mind if you want to have sex on your first date. Please do, right? Just knock on the door.
Nate gestures to the white couple.
Interrupt the barbecue. Who wants some pussy? Do it. My issue is going on a hike and then fucking. I'm like, who wants that pussy? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Who prefers a pussy with 4,000 steps on it? That's... Your knee's swollen, she's inflamed, there's a pine needle in there. I don't want just hike pussy, please. I prefer just out the tub, wet footsteps. You know, that's my preference. So I asked her after, I seen her after, I said, how was the date? She said, it was fucking terrible. I'm like, what happened? She's like, yeah, I got over there and he didn't have no legs.
Nate smirks, staring sideways at the crowd.
I said, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, he ain't have no legs? None? Like, I said it like you can have a little bit of legs. She's like, yes, none, Nate. No legs at all. Now she mad. I get over there, this motherfucker a chicken nugget. I said, whoa, wait, you can't say that. You cannot call somebody with no legs a chicken nugget. She's like, fuck that. I'm a grown woman. I want a man that can stand up for me. I was like, that's crazy. I deserve a man that can stand up for me. Get over there and he's a boneless chicken wing. I can't even believe it. I'm like, a boneless wing? And how are we gonna go on a hike anyway, huh? In a shopping cart? I'm gonna just push him around the whole mountain trail? I'm supposed to get a mountain bike, put him in a basket. I'm pedaling my ass off. He pointing at the moon, talking about he want a phone home. I don't understand, Nate. I'm a good woman. I was like, I am so sorry. But I gotta be honest with you. Once she said he didn't have no legs, all I heard was straight Charlie Brown teacher mode. Because every man in the history of men, once you hear somebody ain't got no legs, you got one burning question. And fellas, you got to be honest. If you were just with your homeboys, no girls around, y'all going to be like, okay.
Nate lifts his chin to the crowd and hesitates.
But,
his eyes shift across the audience.
Did you fuck? That's all we want to know. Shit. Fuck legs. I want to know, did you hit that? She was like, absolutely not. And it had nothing to do with the legs. He was a liar. Had he been honest to me about the legs, maybe. But it was the lies for me. I was like, you are a liar. It was the legs. You want a man that can do a jumping jack. Just be honest. And it's his fault. It's his fault. I've thought about this at great lengths. I don't smoke weed, but these are the kind of things I think about late at night. Like, if something happened to me and I didn't have no legs, I do believe I could get some pussy before women realize I ain't got no legs. Look at you like, how the fuck? I've thought about this. You come to my house, I'm in a bubble bath.
Nate sways with his arms bent above waist level.
It's hella bubbles. You gonna imagine legs are under there? It's not. There's no legs in there. It's dick in the seat. Get in the water, bitch. The water is fine. Get in the water. I think I could do it. She didn't do it, though. And that's, I'm like, why you like that? Like, you shorted yourself a wonderful core memory, you know? Life is what you've been through. Like, she could have turned up and been like, one time at band camp, but she did it. She thinks she's better than us, and that's terrible. Because let me tell you something about me. You may not know this, but if I get dressed up, take me a shower, get all my little deodorant, socks, drawers, wife beater, get dressed, fill my truck up with gas, and drive across town expecting a legged woman. And I get there, and then she's just propped up on the counter with her elbow on the microwave.
Nate leans on the mic stand.
And she's just wiggling her little nubs like that.
Nate wiggles his knees.
I'm gonna fuck, and I am. I know who I am. I'm gonna fuck, and it's not gonna take me long to decide either. I was expecting legs. She was sending me Photoshop pictures of her legs on her body on her little friend's leg, all of that. I get there. I'm still holding the door. I'm in the doorway. See, most men get in there, get comfortable, then they start asking questions. Not me. I don't beat around the bush. I want to know what the fuck going on. I'm in the doorway on the linoleum.
He mimics holding a door open.
The fuck happened to your legs? She like, I ain't got no legs. You want some pussy or not?
Nate widens his eyes and looks around. He mimics letting the door close. He emulates locking three door locks.
I'ma do it. Cause legs be in the way. Be honest, legs be in the way. Fellas, be honest. You ever been with your girl after like brunch? She drunk, like, I want some dick, yeah. You're like, okay, let me get to the pussy there.
Find it, yeah, find it. If you can get by my legs, you can have it.
You're like, what the fuck is going on? I don't gotta deal with that. She ain't got no legs. You know how many positions you can do without legs in the way? She grown, she just ain't got no legs. She wants some dick, she right there on the ground. Talking about up, 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 up. Up, up.
He looks up, holding his hands in the air. He continues to mouth the word up, thrusting his arms up eagerly.
Up, up. But she 44, 45.
He grimaces.
Nice little age. She like, give me some of that dick, young man. Oh, you calling young man? You know who you fucking with, Christian? You about to be a helicopter fucking with me.
Nate stares at the ground.
I'm going to pick her up, put her on today. Fa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She's like, ah!
Yeah! Spin me again!
You going the other way, bitch? Da-da-da-da!
Yeah!
Fuck around, get good to me. I'm like, yeah, yo!
He holds out the mic. Nate laughs, then grabs a rag from the mic stand. He wipes his brow.
Like, unequivocally, I was like, if a woman don't got no legs, I'm fucking. What about you, bro? Would you do it? No? You got a hickey on your neck right now, freaky ass boy. You're not gonna, you think you're better than that. What about you? Would you fuck a girl with no legs? No? Okay. What about you? Yeah, they lying their ass off. You would? Real man right there, being honest. Appreciate that. Hell yeah. What about you, Jake? You ain't got no bitches. Would you smash?
Jake nods.
What about you, huh? Barbecue steel, Indiana Jones? Be honest. It could be her. What if she didn't have no legs? Something happened. He said, give me that ass, girl. He said, she ain't even gotta have arms. She could be a sexy caterpillar fucking with me. Goddamn duffel bag. He said, yeah. But you're not gonna do it. You think you're better than us, huh? Interesting. Okay, what if some men need to know why? So let's just give you what happened to her leg. So
Nate looks up at the ceiling.
So she's a patriot. She was fighting for your freedom. Yeah. She was overseas and she was in the barracks, one of them tents, and a lonely grenade rolled in. And she saw it. She's like, yo, there's a grenade. And nobody else heard her. And she just had that moment where you just realize what you have to do. And she was just like, America. And she jumped on the grenade, pow! It blew both her legs off. Pussy in pristine condition. Nothing happened to the pussy. Matter of fact, it was almost like the explosion pushed all the juices up. The pussy looked like it was in the glass museum. The pussy looked immaculate. Okay? Now you at your house, 2:15 in the morning, Hennessy in your system. You dig hard. You dig harder than hard.
He points at the man.
Shiny. That's the hardest form of a dick. That's the full evolution. If a dick was a Pokemon, shiny. I don't know if y'all ever been there. Shiny's where all of the meat inside your dick is like, what in the fuck we about to do?
He stands and stares wildly.
Ain't no more meat left. You ran out of skin. Ain't enough skin for all the meat inside of the dick. It's taut. So you look down at your own dick and see reflections and shit in your room, and it hurts. You're like, I gotta put this in something. I gotta do something. Your girl ain't there. She nowhere to be found. You're by yourself. Handful of lotion, you gonna fix it. And right before you get to go to town, you hear a knock at the door. You go to the door, handful of lotion, pants at your knees. You look in the peephole, you don't see shit. You see your whole porch out there, goddamn.
Nate closes one eye.
Huh, must be the wind. And your dick like, come on, man, let's go do this. So you head back to the room, you hear another knock. You go back. You look, you don't see nothing again. Now you start lying. I got a gun in here. And you do, but not right now. Right now, your pants down, your hand full of lotion. You're helpless. Your dick shiny. It's literally wobbling when you walk.
Nate wobbles his legs.
Then out of nowhere, the door gets kicked. The door. Shit. The door gets, goddamn this. It gets, it gets like a shoulder. It get that Gary Bertier. Remember the title. It just, left side, strong side. The door just fly open. Pow, she fall in. Oh, my God, oh.
Nate falls on the stage with his butt in the air.
Oh. Oh, my God, I don't have any legs. Give me some dick. Your dick is shiny. It's shiny. I'm a war hero.
He gyrates.
I'm Lieutenant Daniel.
Nate gets to his feet and stares at the young man.
Would you do it then?
The young man shakes his head.
He's like, I'm still saying no. He's like, I'll do it, fuck it. He said, I'm doing it for America.
A man pumps his fist.
That's gay. I described a hypothetical woman with no legs and he didn't want to do it. But when I tooted my ass in his face, that won him over. He was like, ooh, this shit getting good. Ooh, shit, I didn't know he was going to act an ass.
Nate smirks with his rag bundled atop his head. The man with the bun, John, laughs.
So maybe just stay single, Jake. Fuck it, it ain't worth it. Because this is the kind of shit you got to go through when you chase the dragon.
Jake laughs.
Now, I'm going to get out of here, but I want to do this on the way out because people say that all we got up here is salmon, white women, and coffee, and this crowd shows a lot of diversity. They say that we dumb up here. Did you know that? So I want to show the world that we smart. So we going to play a game. And I need everybody to participate, even if you in the Mexican row and you mad at me. I need you to stay involved. Barbecue man, barbecue lady, I need you in there. Lock in. Miss Man Bun. I need you involved. So we gonna show the world that we smart here. I'm gonna ask you some math questions.
Nate points to a woman. She shakes her head.
The one Asian's like, I not the kind that count.
He shakes his head, wagging his finger.
I the kind that cook, different kind. We about to do this, you better get ready. Hero, it's happening. 10 plus 10.
20.
Not enough. 10 plus 10.
20.
Plus 5.
25.
Plus 5.
30.
Divided by 2.
15.
Divided by 2.
75.
You see that, America? We handled a decimal. Nobody dropped the ball. Even our rednecks are like, 7.5.
Nate bobbles his head, squinting.
Now we're gonna show off. I'm gonna go faster. 7.5 plus 0.5. Plus 2.
Eight.
Times 7. Plus 7.
Seven.
Divided by 11.
Seven.
Minus 2.
Five.
Minus 1.
Four.
Divided by 2.
Zero.
Minus 1.
Four.
Minus 1.
Zero.
Final answer?
Zero.
And that is exactly how many bitches he got.
Nate points to Jake.
Seattle, Washington, I love y'all, man.
The crowd gives Nate a standing ovation. He places the mic on the stand and gives props to the crowd. He rushes off stage. Text appears, written and performed by Nate Jackson, directed by Marcus Russell Price. Executive producer Nate Jackson, Jack Waxenberg, Larry Mayer. Footage of Nate continues.
But you look excited, sir, with the Harry and the Henderson forehead.
A man with a large forehead nods.
Scoot down just a little bit. Just scoot down. Right there.
A woman with cleavage sits behind him. She covers her chest.
Why is it so shiny? He's like, he stopped in the airport. Shoe shine.
Nate shines his stool with his rag.
I want y'all to light up the balcony. I'm going to talk some shit up there, too. That lady laughed like a crackhead.
People on the balcony appear on screen.
Y'all give it up a Ruben Studdard, man. He made it out.
A hefty black man laughs.
Hell yeah. And right in front of him, Nelly's father. I'm going down, down, baby. Yo street in a roller coaster. Let me see. Who is that in all that hair up there? Ooh, shit.
A woman with long braids covers her face.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel. Let your hair down. She's trying to let it down. Listen. If I grab that, it's coming off.
Nate pulls his rag off his head.
Let's go up. Ooh.
A large, bald, black man wearing green stares, unsmiling.
Ooh, shit.
Nate sits down.
Ooh, shit. Ooh, I can't. Ooh, wait. Shit, you look beautiful, sir. You're beautiful. God damn, he looked just like my dick. Soon as I looked at him, I was like, oh!
Closing credits, copyright 2025, Nate Jackson Enterprises. Logo for Nate Jackson Enterprises. LDM Worldwide Productions. Video description, Diffuse. Voicer, Rosemary Saber. Scriptwriter, Belinda Hubert.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.